Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Nick McQuick. Kind of a solo podcast going on. I actually had the studio space all booked up and a couple of guests lined up, very funny guests. But then I got sick, very, very sick. I don't normally get that sick, but I might sound a little weird. I'm still kind of plugged up and messed up. But yeah, just all the holes that stuff comes out of, it was coming out of. So instead, I figure, you know, instead of me just not giving you guys a podcast, I'll do a solo podcast. And if anybody seems to enjoy this, maybe, who knows, I'll do this instead of doing nothing, because I feel like that's better business. But I'm not a businessman at all. So I was like, what do you talk about in a podcast? I don't know. Normally I got a guest interview and stuff to talk about, but I don't really have a guest because the plague. So I figured I could just tell you guys about what I've been up to. We got the Olympics going on. Oh yeah, I'll tell you this. I am recording this on Valentine's Day, the 14th, and my wife is away from the house right now, and I bought her these roses that are sitting upstairs that are gonna knock her socks off when she gets home. So I feel like I'm gonna trick her. I'm gonna trick her and be like, haha, you fell for it and you love me. So, and this episode will come out on the 16th, which is the Chinese New Year. That's the year of the dog. I don't really understand what that means. I was looking it up, and it says the dog, the 12-year cycle of animals appear in Chinese zodiac. The year of the dog is associated with earthly branch symbol and dog, I guess. I don't really know. They apparently have elemental signs, I guess. So if somebody's born this year, they are an earth dog. So congratulations if you're popping somebody out to make an earth dog. I have no idea what the Chinese horoscope is or is not. I mean, it makes sense. They're animals. The other zodiac symbols, like they've got like what? I don't even know what a Virgo, a Pisces is a fish. Aquarius is, I think, just water. Like, those don't even make sense to me. So, I don't know what those are, the importance of them. But here we are. You're the dog, guys, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody, we're going to be having a big old dog year. We're just sitting around staying hydrated because it is dry as fiddlesticks. I bought myself something from the Big Bottle Co. It's a 2-liter bottle. It's roughly the size of my head. It's a little bit bigger than my head in height, but it's kind of narrow going around, and it is ridiculous. I was at the gym lifting weights because I'm better than most people, and I was there, and my wife was there, and she sees this lady has this big bottle, and she goes, oh, that looks cute. So I wait until my wife goes away and does her own thing. And then I walk up to this lady and I go, yo, where'd you buy that bottle? I know some of you were thinking I was going to walk up and just take her bottle, but no. Said, where'd you get that? And she goes, oh, it's from the Big Bottle Company. And I didn't want to ask her any more questions, so I just went home and Googled it. Figured I'd done enough social interaction. But yeah, I got one for myself and one for the missus, staying hydrated. Well, it is minus freezing cold outside. The Canadian wonderful times. I got the Big Bottle Elite Commando Double Black, which, yeah, it sounds like a sex toy. It really does, especially when you say it out loud like that. It really does. But 2 liters. I don't know how much you're supposed to drink in a day. I remember they said 8 glasses when I was a kid is what you're supposed to drink in a day. And that makes no sense to me because glasses are all different sizes. Like you got tiny, like a shot glass. Like a pint glass. These are all different glasses, but no. Oh, yeah. Also, last night I was at the comic strip, the comedy club that I perform comedy at sometimes. Oh, I think my dog just knocked something over. So I guess we're putting a commercial here. Hey, guys, it's me. The guy that was doing the thing that you just heard, that this is ridiculous. This is a commercial. This is a commercial for my game show, Nick Needs Jokes. We do it on Facebook Live every so often. Next one's March the 8th. And what it is, we have a comedian go on, and other comedians roast them. Because it's live, though, you can join in and you can roast them as an audience member. And if you actually have a better joke than the comedians, you win money. I mean, you can come to the studio and be part of the live audience and win money, or you can win money over the internet and get an email to you. So, I mean, you'd be an idiot not to watch it. It's free comedy and you can win money. You're basically, you got a chance to, I'm paying you to watch comedy, you schmo. Go over to facebook.com/nickneedsjokes and check it out. Anyway, back to the thing that's basically this. So I'm back. A little bit of fill-in. The roses that I had just bought, I put in a vase. And when you get roses, they come with this little powder stuff, and you pour it in the vase and you put some water in. Left it alone, came down here, recorded the first, I don't know, 10 minutes of this. And the cat, fucking asshole cat, goes up there, knocks the vase over. So I gotta fill it up. I don't know how much of that stuff I put in was important or not, but hey, I put it on a higher shelf. I want to microwave that cat for 10 minutes now. Oh, that was aggravating. And for all you animal lovers, I'm not gonna do it. I'm speaking in anger, okay? That's what I do. What was I saying beforehand? Oh yeah, at the comic strip. I was leaving the comic strip, walking into the mall, and I realized I would be a terrible parent. Horrible parents, because I saw, and this is, I don't know how this is, I'm gonna try polishing this because it might even go in the act, but I saw a little kid swan dive downstairs. Like it was only like three stairs, but he stood at the top and he jumped off, just like belly flopped onto the ground and started crying. And I just wanted to be like, what did you think was going to happen? And the dad walks over and picks him up and is like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I'm like, it's not going to be okay. You have a very dumb kid. The kid was like, I think five, four, five, somewhere around there. It's hard for me to judge. Either that or it was a big kid. I don't know, but belly flopping all around. Oof. I get this. I have a couple problems in comedy right now. I'm writing more than I'm performing, which means when I'm performing, I'm not getting enough time to run through my material before I can really kind of like brush it up and make it really nice. So I feel like I'm half-assing a lot of my shows and I'm holding back on a lot of my good material. So but I guess that's just one of these things. I've gotta get out more to the mics, gotta get more time. Speaking of mics, this drops on the 16th of February 21st. I will be at the comic strip. If you guys want free passes, get at me on the Facebook page, facebook.com/NickMcQuick. And then, oh man, March is crazy. I'm going to be at the comic strip at the end of March. I'm going to be in Red Deer. I'm going to be all over the place. I got a lot of dates there. So those all go up on the Facebook page. But I think some of the best one is I'm going to be opening for Fortune Femster at the comic strip. I'm pretty excited about that. I love working at the comic strip. I get some amazing acts come through there and some incredible people. And the one thing I always talk about anytime like I get an American in Canada, we go through the drive-through, we hit up Wendy's, they take a bite of their spicy chicken wrap, and they tell me how terrible our food is here. And having been to America several times, I agree. They got it better. They got better food. They got that. They got, I don't know what it is, what they put in their food. It is so good. If I lived in America, if I had a Chick-fil-A within like driving distance, I would be fat. There is no getting around it. That stuff is addictive. That stuff is crack cocaine. I love it. Oh, Chick-fil-A. If you want a sponsor, or if you want me to spokesperson, or I don't even know how to, it's so good. It's the best stuff ever. Oh, but that's the thing. In Canada, we got free healthcare. So we can't have good food where people eat themselves to death. Nope. In Canada, we got the healthcare. We don't get the good food. Our liquor is so expensive. We tax the hell out of our liquor. We tax the hell out of our cigarettes. It makes sense in the long run because That tax money goes to pay for the people with liver failure and lung cancer and stuff. So we're just sort of, I guess, I don't know. I don't feel right saying an idiot tax. We got photo radar everywhere, so that's kind of the idiot tax. Or the impatience tax, I should say. But I mean, even then, you know it's there and you're still speeding, ripping right past it. That's not a very smart thing. Canada, the land of the free. The free North frozen. Oh, Winter Olympics. The thing Canada's good at. Hold on, I'm just going to check here. I'm going to refresh, see what our standings are. Coming in at first, we have Germany with a total of 12. Coming in at second, we have the Netherlands with a total of 11. And they appear to be tied, actually, with Norway. So it's a two-way tie. And then coming in third is Canada. We always get compared to America so much. So where is America? Seven. That's less than 10. Oh well. Canada is kicking butt. Germany is fucking destroying. I don't know why. They have winter in Germany, right? They got crazy stuff there. I don't know. Some of the things that I can't. Korea. That's weird. The like unified Korea is in. That's so strange to me because you have, let's go women's hockey. You get the hockey team. Half of them are South Korean, half of them are North Korean. They've never talked to each other before. This is like the first time they're meeting. How are they going to play well together? Like even the Mighty Ducks, they had several teams together as or games together as like a ragtag team before they won anything. Like they failed together, but you can't just throw a group of people half and half together and then just be like, "Hey, go, you're a team." Don't they hate each other? Isn't that their that's the whole New York Boston sort of relationship? Like they both hate each other. I guess New York, anywhere they really hate each other. And how do you do the single events? Like, I mean, it's the Winter Olympics, so I don't think they have weightlifting or anything, but if you had somebody doing like a snatch and clean for the is it they use half of South Korea, half of North Korea, or is it like they have to interbreed? I don't know, it's weird stuff. Strange that the I think it's the sister of Kim Jong-un. Yeah, I don't even know names of leaders. Was given Mike Pence like a stink eye, and Americans were loving it. I'm like, what is wrong that North Korea is the good guy now? What is wrong? Oh, women's hockey preliminary round, United States versus Canada going on currently live. It's 2-0 for Canada. Wow. There you go. That's so weird. There's so many Olympic people competing, like, and you never know them too, because they like have day jobs. They're just normal people. Like, could you imagine that? It's like, hey, boss, I'm not gonna be in for this month. I gotta go to Korea and play hockey. That would be so weird to call into Home Depot to go play hockey around the world. Ooh, shakalaka. Oh, what else? Oh yeah, I started looking at stuff. I don't know. We got Kijiji, it's like Craigslist. It's all this people selling used stuff. And I started looking on it. And the thing that I look for, I'm not looking to buy anything, but what I love looking for is people's reflections in their TVs. Because they'll take photos and you get to see a lot of like the stuff they don't want to show you in the reflection. And so many times it's like people in underwear taking photos of. They get real comfortable for their little photo shoot to ask for $25 for their TV. And it's really, it just, I don't know what it is. It makes me feel better about myself. I don't watch reality TV. So I figure this is basically the reality TV equivalent of the internet. The internet's a terrifying place. I was looking on Patreon. If you don't know what Patreon is, it is a website where you can give people money and they will independently create things. Like I think there was a guy. Raised a bunch of money to make potato salad, and then you got potato salad if you gave him money. It's like most of the time, it's like video games or like movies or web series or other stuff like that. But there is, because I was just looking at video games on there, there is, like a whole genre of porno games out there of people just making these weird, crazy porno games. Like at some point, as an adult man, you got to be looking, and you're like, oh, I try not to play video games too much, so it's like an addiction or a habit. Then you take like a porn addiction or a habit, you just mash them together, and you're like, there we go. It's like being a, you're like, I'm a raging alcoholic, but I also smoke meth while I do it to make it a little bit better. It's weird too, because I can't find it right now, but I know there was somebody, they had like thousands of dollars to make like some wank material for somebody. But that's got to be strange too, doing that, because like that's not a normal 9 to 5. You're like sitting there and you're designing the graphics. Oh man, I need to take a drink of water. This dry throat is killing me. I don't know if my voice sounds different to you guys. Maybe through it a little bit yelling at the cat. No edits on this podcast, BT Dubs. As I say, yeah, 9 to 5. It's not a normal job because you're sitting there and you're drawing something. And I'm guessing that you're into what you're drawing. So yeah, like half of your day is making yourself aroused. And then at the end of the day, you get to hang your hat on a hook and go like, there we go. 55 people on the internet are really gonna enjoy messing up some Kleenex with this. Oh man, that is a weird, weird thing, I guess. I don't know if you'd feel proud of it or like, because I think on Patreon, do you have to use your real name? Maybe you got like some sort of pseudonym or something you can protect yourself. But wouldn't that be weird if it was like one of your friends and you bump into him at the bar and you're like, hey, I guess what I found on the internet? I think you'd feel shame more than anything else. Oh yeah. I recently went to Walmart, not to brag. That's where I bought the roses, oddly enough. I got a steal of a deal. And then I also picked up some other knickknacks around there. I got a label maker because, you know, life is exciting. But when I left Walmart, you go to the cashier and you got to pay at Walmart. I went to the cashier and she asks me if I want some sort of Walmart card. And I say no. And she asked me if I want to donate to one charity, and I say no. And then she offers me a second charity. And I'm like, I don't even want to pay for the stuff that I have to. I don't want to get a card. I don't want to have to go through this mini interrogation at a Walmart. I don't want to have to deal with that stuff. And the thing is, I feel bad for the woman asking because I know she's got to deal with people like me all the time. She's got to deal with people that are like, no. She's got to hear that over and over and over again. And I think that level of rejection, you should be getting at least $20 an hour. Like, I don't know what Walmart pays people, or if it's some sort of like you lose a bet and then you have to work there. But just dealing with that terrible, like, oh, talking to people, that's some horrible stuff. Oh, Family Day, that's coming up. I don't know if it's Family Day everywhere in the world or if that's just a Canada thing, but I gotta go spend some time with the family because the calendar told me to. This makes me think about like the people that you're related to. It's genetics. Like I get dry skin in the winter, and my mom gets really dry skin in the winter. So I was thinking like maybe my skin is like half as dry because I'm only half of her. But then like what the good qualities, do I get like half of those too? Like how does that work? Who divides it? How do you slice it up? That's a weird thing because I don't know much about like science, obviously, but I figure there are a lot of things that I am way better than my mom or my dad in, but there is probably a lot of things that they're better at. Or I guess in their prime they were. I don't know. It's hard to compare. It's hard to compare. Every winter in Canada, I hate this place more and more. Like, don't get me wrong, I love it. I'm very patriotic. I got a maple leaf in my butthole and all the other fun stuff. But man, when you go to somewhere that's nice and warm and sunny, when you go to Cabo, oh, when you go to anywhere, even like just going to Arizona, that's it's not like sunny and tropical, but it's not freezing cold. Like it is so bad. And it's been crazy too, because it's been it's so hard, because I know like there's Americans and Canadians, but it goes from like zero or like 32 American to like 20, which I don't know an American. And then it drops down to like minus 20, which I think is like 10 in American. And it keeps shooting all over the place. So everything's melting and thawing, and you can never get used to it because it just can't make up its mind. So you get this massive temperature variance jumping all over the place. I don't know if that's what got me sick or if that's just how I'm sick or, ugh. But yeah, that's the worst part. If it was just cold, if it would just make up its mind and be cold, I could get used to it. I know I could. But no, it won't stop jumping around. Ugh. I think maybe every year too, I get a little older and I get a little bit more of a pussy. Like I start to understand the whole snowbirds thing, like the Canadians coming down to America for winter, running away from this. I really start to understand it. Just the older you get, the more your knees and elbows start hurting, and then you got to shovel the walk. And then you look over at the neighbor across the street, and he's shoveling the walk, and he smiles and waves at you, and you know that's a forced smile. Nobody's happy. It's literally snow is falling out of the sky right onto your sidewalk, right where you were shoveling it off. It's like God has a horrible dandruff, and he won't scratching his just won't stop scratching his hair and laughing in your face, going, "Pick it up, you." Ugh, it's bad. But hey, it ends. Everything's a cycle, but oh, I don't know how much longer I can tolerate with winter. I see all these people, like 60-year-old men and stuff, and they just look like they're chiseled out of marble, and they've never smiled a day in their life, and they're just frowns and all these like frown lines on their face and creases on their forehead, and they just walk around with their little tin lunchbox and a thermos. And it could be raining, sun, snow, it doesn't matter. They just hate themselves. And I don't know what that guy has to be going through the worst job in the world, like the dick sucking factory or something. And or maybe he's making porno games, you never know. But I'm terribly afraid of becoming that jaded. I won't allow myself that. I have such a negative tone. Such a negative tone, just listening to myself. I complain and I bitch, and some of it is just me for comedic effect. But like, I need to be more positive. I don't want to wind up that emotionless golem just walking to the factory, punching a card, walking home, punching a wife. Like that's what men were in the 50s. This podcast is not brought to you by Audible. I hope that you guys enjoy that. I hope that you enjoy that I do not can get any money from audiobooks. But I do like audiobooks. I've been reading, is it reading, listening? I don't know. I've been having read to me a audiobook called Irresistible. It talks about our like how dependent we are on technology and technology addiction and everything. That's a scary thing. It is, because so many people, like, this is me being negative again, but so many people focus on all the positives of technology. There's a lot of negatives. Like, if you, like, think about 10 years ago before smartphones. Is that right? No, it was like 12 years ago. I don't know. Before smartphones, people were not looking down as much. Our posture is getting worse. Everybody's spine is starting to look like a question mark nowadays. It's becoming bad. And like, where people are getting like, oh, what is it? Repetitive stress disorder in their thumbs from like excessive texting and stuff. I think it's weird because we're an adaptive machine, but like our environments around us is changing so fast because of technology. We can't adapt fast enough. That's weird. We've come so far from like cavemen throwing rocks and stones. Oh. I say all this wearing a Fitbit. I've got my Bluetooth headset. I've got my cell phone well within arm's reach and very charged because otherwise I'd have an anxiety attack. I find I worry about things. Maybe where that's where all the negativity comes from. Worry about my food. It's weird. There's so many things. So many things. I had some chicken, rice, and Brussels sprouts. And it was in a little Rubbermaid Tupperware thing, and I microwaved it, and I was eating it, and I had somebody come up to me and go, "You shouldn't microwave your food. It's bad for you." And I'm like, "How?" And they go, "Well, you'll get leaching plastic into it." And I'm like, "No, you don't. This is BPA free. It's good. It's the good shit. Don't worry. None of that's gonna happen." And then, "Oh, it'll kill all the nutrients." And I'm like, "Where are you getting your information? Like, cite your sources. A quick Google search disproves you." But then also you got to worry, because now they spray pesticides, they spray herbicides, all this stuff on your food. And then, like, you can't just wash it off with water. Water is not the answer. Like, if I had a bowl of cereal and I sprayed pesticides on it, I wouldn't just run it under a tap for a couple minutes. Like, if I poured bleach onto an apple, I wouldn't just be like, "A splash of water will fix it." And then I found out that, like, an apple is it's covered in wax too, so the pesticide's on the wrong side of the wax, so you can't even wash that off. So what are you gonna do? I don't just I guess build up a tolerance to the poison, or just let the poison slowly build up inside of you until it starts to destroy you. Oh, there's that negative thinking again. Get your head out of that. Apparently, strawberries are the most sprayed of all food. 80% of produce is waxed in some oil-based wax. Isn't that crazy? It's weird. And then, oh, organic food. People, GMO food, organic food, GMO. So many people are like, "You shouldn't eat GMO. You shouldn't eat." Nobody seems to know what GMO stands for. Nobody can explain what it is. They tell me it's bad and it's evil, but they don't know what it is. Ugh. I don't know. Like, just eat your food. Eat your vegetables, eat your meat, eat your rice. That seems to be it. Nick's guide to eating healthy. If you don't understand the ingredients, don't eat it. That's health. That's what you should do. What about organic food? All food is organic. What is the definition of organic? It's just an organism, right? Isn't it just any sort of organism that's like, hold on. Organic. I think it's any organism that's made of carbon. Relating or derived from living matter. So then you've got the organic apple for 90 cents, and you got the inorganic apple for 80 cents? No, it's still organic. It just doesn't have that stamp on it. Okay, relating or denoting compound containing carbon. So yeah, it's just any sort of biological origin that has carbon. So everything, like everything you eat, everything that you can touch is carbon. And people are like, "Oh, you should eat organic." I don't know. Organic food still gets sprayed with pesticides. Isn't that crazy? They just use organic pesticides. They just find a good poison that can kill you. Ugh. That's nuts. I don't know. To tell you true, I haven't read up everything on organic. I have not finished listening to that audiobook yet, but so far it doesn't seem like there's much of a difference to me. I don't know. It's just one of those things. I guess I'd rather save a little bit of money than get some hoodoo woodoo witch doctor stuff put inside of me. Containing compounds, containing. It's got carbon, that's all it means. Ugh. Well, I think I'm basically out. Let's see if we got a update on that. I don't even know what I'm looking for an update here. But I guess, oh yeah, Canadian Olympics. Still 2-0. Canada beating America. I feel like I'm a pretty bad Canadian, actually. I don't watch the Trailer Park Boys. I know that's like our thing. Canada did that, so I don't watch that. And I don't watch hockey. I don't understand a lot about hockey. I'm not much for the sport. Even when I go and watch it live, it's just, I try though. I've tried to remember a couple names of people, and I've asked lots of questions, but I just can't get into hockey. I'm sorry, it's not the sport for me. I feel like a bad Canadian though. Feel like I could be a better Canadian if only I would just sit there and scream at the television, some morons skating around. They made a law. I think it's called like the icing or hybrid icing or something. I don't know what it is, but they made it so that you like they can't skate into people too fast and hurt them. They're millionaires. They're millionaires playing a game. I want them hurt. Like when I'm watching football, I want to see people get hit. I want to see people get laid out. I want to see them get crushed. But no. And they can fight. They can have a fist fight in a game of hockey, but they don't want to skate too quick into each other because they might get a splinter. It's so weird. I don't know whoever came up with that rule is the parent that brings orange slices to the sport game. And kids, sport game. There you go. That's how much I know about stuff. Sports game. Been sick for a week now almost. Haven't shaved my stubble. I'm accidentally growing a beard. People are proud of growing beards. They're like, oh, look at my beard. Put a lot of effort in. I'm like, how do you? You just put some negligence in. You don't gotta put any effort in. This is entirely accidental. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I don't know what the dogs are doing upstairs, but I'm gonna go. This, I guess, is not that long of a podcast. I don't even see the runtime here. I don't know where to look to see that. But it was my pleasure, and I'm going to be getting some guests back in the future here when we get in the studio. Ooh, yep, exciting things to come with the podcast. Happy Valentine's Day for everybody. Happy Year of the Dog Day for everybody. And happy middle of February. It's very cold where I am. I'm gonna go now. Make sure you like this or something or subscribe or share it. I don't know. There's buttons. Just hit all the buttons, leave comments. Apparently, engagement drives content. I am a terrible businessman. I just make things. Don't worry about it. Anyway, thank you for listening to me talking to myself in the basement. Go Canada.